Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's great to have you with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. If you have young kids in your life, here's a scenario that you're probably familiar with. A child is melting down a little bit in a restaurant, so mom or dad puts an iPhone in their hand, a little video pacifier just to calm them down for a little while. Did mom or dad just give an addictive dose of screen time to an impressionable brain? Flash forward to that child at 7 or 9 years old when they retreat behind a screen or a game whenever they feel stressed. There's a lot of research saying parents should limit kids' screen time, but it's not always easy to do.
There's actually really interesting research. Half of American parents are saying that regulating their child's screen time is a constant battle. I would put myself in that category as well.
That's Manoj Zomorodi, host of Note to Self from WNYC Studios and author of the book Bored and Brilliant. We asked Manoj to join us after news earlier this week that several Apple investors were calling on the company to do more to limit addiction to iPhones. And they cited research that shows the negative impact of screen time on those developing young brains. So what exactly do these investors really want here? I asked Manoj.
Well, that's what's so interesting about this is that it's actually kind of nebulous. What they want Apple to do is curb growing smartphone addiction among children. I mean, first of all, the term smartphone addiction is being hotly debated. The question is also like, how do you curb it? But what I also think is super interesting is that they're saying not only is it going to be good for our children if Apple gives parents more ways to help their kids manage their time on Apple devices, they're saying that this is going to be good for the company. And I have to say, I have spent the last 6 months traveling around the country talking to a lot of parents as part of my book tour with Bored and Brilliant. And it's specifically about how we regulate our time on devices. And I think that they're right. I think that it will be good for the bottom line. There is a sense that this idea of rethinking how we use our devices is going mainstream. Now, the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean more things in your settings app that you have to figure out? Because that's kind of a nightmare. Or is it more sort of commissioning research into actually understanding, is there a causal effect of time spent looking at an iPhone or another smartphone on children's brains, on their behavior, etc.?
Well, that's interesting because this news was counterintuitive at first. You saw the headline, investors want limits on phone addiction. And you would think, well, why would investors want that? More phone use at a young age means more phone use when you're older. That's good for the bottom line. You're suggesting that parents are saying, no, 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 this is a business opportunity for you to give us tools so that we can limit phone time for our kids.
Absolutely. This is something that families are dealing with on a daily basis. How much time is the right time? Does it matter what they're looking at? Well, if he's spending 6 hours on Minecraft, which is supposed to be good, is that better than 1 hour playing some kind of mindless game? Like, there's lots of questions about not just screen time, but content, and more broadly, sort of this idea of how do we, if the companies aren't going to do it, how do we help our kids regulate themselves?
So there are a lot of impressions among parents about how much screen time is appropriate, how much time you want your kid to be spending behind the Switch or the Game Boy or what have you, or the iPhone.
Yeah.
What does the research say? What do we know about screen time and young kids? Are there any definitive data about how much is too much or even how old a kid should be before they look at a screen?
Yeah, so the American Pediatric Association changed their rules, I believe it was last year, saying that there should be, they used to say no TV for kids 2 and under, and then they changed it to no screen time 2 and under, which makes sense, because I, for one, have seen, and maybe even done it myself, standing in line at the grocery store, and your toddler is screaming, and you just got to get out of there, so you hand them the phone, right? Like, we do these things, but it's good to start to have sort of regulation around it. And there's also starting to be more research. We know that the levels of depression and anxiety in our young people is growing extremely rapidly. There's research showing that 8th graders who are heavy users of social media have a 27% higher risk of depression. We're also seeing a lot of increasing rates of ADD in college students. There's been some suggestion that maybe this is related to time spent online. It's very difficult to prove simply because these devices are still pretty new. The smartphone's only 10 years old. It's very difficult to prove like, oh, this person is depressed because they spent X number of hours on social media. And I think that's where I'm starting to see there needs to be a broader discussion, not only about screens and controls and parental controls, but about mental health and understanding what the warning signs are for teenagers being able to say, like, this isn't making me feel good. I'm feeling anxious about this, and changing cultural norms to say, like, I'm going to put it away. I had a little interaction with my 13-year-old neighbor the other day, Todd, and she just got her first phone. And I said, oh, I was trying to be cool. I was like, oh, are you going to be on Instagram this weekend? And she looked at me. She was like, only losers are on their phones all weekend.
Oh.
And I was like, that's so interesting. Like, maybe there is a shift that's happening, you know, that there's going to be it. Maybe it's us, like Gen Xer and millennial parents, who are actually having the issues. And this next generation is going to say, we've seen you turn into a zombie at the dinner table with your phone, mom and dad. We don't want to be like this.
That's
and
interesting.
I think so. That's my prediction.
That might be a reaction of young kids who've seen their parents behind their phones all day and say, no, that's not the way to be at all.
I do. And I think that if Apple is smart, that's the next generation of consumers. And not only Apple, like, let's talk about Android and Amazon and all the other companies that are really changing the very fabric of our society right now, and how families discipline, how they love, how they connect, how they keep in touch. All of these things, they're having an incredible effect on every single part of our society. And so if they want to continue to provide us, the consumers, with tools instead of making us feel like they're dictating our lives, they need to be sensitive to this new demand that I think is going to, it's just starting.
And so back on the young kids for just a moment, Manoush, investors say, hey, Apple, there's a business opportunity to build in limits for screen time for kids. Are they going to convince Apple that that's true?
Look, Apple is, of all of the companies, they're usually the most conservative and slow, but they also are very attuned to what their customers want. I think we've seen other companies, for example, last year, Google introduced something called Family Link as a way that parents can limit the apps that their kids have access to. Amazon has something built in that sets daily goals and time limits. But I think it's a yes, you can add features and functions. That's all wonderful. But the question is, will Apple see this as a wake-up call to be a leader in a more sort of sociological way about where the technology fits into kids' lives? And I think that's a huge opportunity for the company. And, you know, they're the ones who actually are doing the best when it comes to privacy, data privacy. Maybe this is where they'll go next. It'll be very interesting to watch.
Manoush Zomorodi, author of Bored and Brilliant and host of the fantastic podcast from WNYC, Note to Self. Manoush, a pleasure.
It was really fun. Thanks, Todd.
Well, a lot of you have been talking to us. How have you tried to regulate your kids' screen time?
This is Laura in Austin, Texas. So my kids, no devices at dinner. And then two times a day for 15-minute slots, 10 to 15-minute slots. Beyond that, they violate the rules. They're punished by relentless nagging.
Tell us about your battle against the screen, including the weapon of relentless nagging. Call us 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can always join the conversation on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.